Preparation to the lesson from the writings of Bala Sulam, Introduction to the Study of the Ten Sefirot, Item 4. They say that the Creator puts a one's hand on the good faith. This is indeed perplexing, because if so, where then is one's choice? Now you can see the true meaning of their words. It is indeed true that the Creator Himself puts one's hand on the good faith by giving him a life of pleasure and contentment within the corporal life that is filled with torment and pain and devoid of any content. One necessarily departs and escapes them when he sees a tranquil place, even if it seemingly appears amidst the cracks. He feels there from this life which is harder than death. Indeed, there is no greater placement of one's hand by him than this, and one's choice refers only to the strengthening, This is because there is certainly a great effort and exertion here before one purifies one's body to be able to keep the Torah and mitzvot correctly, not for his own pleasure, but to bring contentment to his Maker, which is called Lishma. Only in this manner is one endowed with a life of happiness and placement and pleasantness that come with keeping the Torah. However, before one comes to that purification, there is certainly a choice to strengthen in the good way by all sorts of means and tactics. Also, one should do whatever his hand finds the strength to do until he completes the work of purification and will not fall under his burden midway.
We are in a state that the upper light, the upper force, upper world, are concealed from us. By what are they concealed? By our qualities, which are opposite to them, to the upper state. And all the actions we should do in order to come to the upper revelation of the upper, all these actions are called Torah and Mitzvot. When Mitzvot are those parts of the our will to receive, which are all in order to receive, and we correct them gradually from the light to the heavy by the light that reforms, which is called Torah. And this is called working in Torah and Mitzvot. When one comes to a place where he is able to perform these actions, it's called that the Creator places one's hand on the good faith and says, take it for yourself. And then later, there is the person's work. From this moment onwards, it begins. As we learn in the Arvut, the mutual responsibility, that the main point is being in relationship with the friends in the group, then one discovers he has the evil inclination, he does not want to relate to them. As it is written in the Matan Torah article, as one person in one heart, and in the Arvut article, to yearn, to do actions towards do to your friend what is hated upon you, and then love thy friend as yourself, and then from the love of people to the love of the Creator. One should make the work of choosing here. That everything that draws him nearer to bestowal, to connection, towards the light that reforms, to be similar to him with bestowal, connection as one, all these actions which are called mitzvot, good deeds, one performs. He performs them Meanwhile, in a shape which is called Lolishma, not for her sake, when a person is still in the will to receive in order to receive, although he does his best physically as much as he can to perform, but with the intention still to himself, and the intention gradually is being corrected by the light that reforms that operate on him each time according to his exertion, his mitzvot, that one performs in order to connect with an intention to resemble this light. And thus, each time, time and again, for some time, the person draws nearer to a state where, when he comes from Lolishma to Lishma, for her sake. And then he really enters real performance of Torah and Mitzvot. Meaning these Mitzvot is really shifting the will to receive by drawing the light that reforms, correcting it from in order to receive to in order to bestow, he corrects his intentions. And thus, these states he goes through are called the degrees of the ladder. And his path is called Lishma. From the smallest desires with intention, from in order to receive to in order to bestow, to the heavier, bigger desires from in order to receive to in order to bestow. Thus he acquires the degrees and the light that prompts the correction. This is called also the light that reforms, but it's the truly the upper light. He feels its actions. And also the actions which he performs in order to draw this light that reforms, these actions are called raising man, when he already knows how to organize these questions, these requests, and the actions are made more and more understandingly, with attainment, with recognition, and thus he progresses. This is the second stage after the machsom, the barrier. But until one comes to this, he must do everything in his power, in his possibility to do, he should do. Everything in unity, in connection, in order to draw the light, which he does not feel yet. But he must work at that state in darkness, because all the darkness is only out of the fact that he is in discernments, in the opposite qualities from bestowal. And therefore, he needs the support from the society, which he depends upon. And if he exerts in studying, in connecting with the friends, in turning to the Creator, in concern for the arvut between the friends, then he does not fall in the middle of the path. Rather, he comes to the purpose, to the goal, to the real spiritual work. Let's go on to the first part of the lesson.